Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus right across the far north. Yesterday, Arvo, what was that? Right across the sky, Carly, a giant flash, UFOs.
Well, we don't know. We can't confirm or deny that. It was about 1:40 yesterday. Reports come as far as Cardwell, across Cairns and to Mossman that this mysterious flash appeared in broad daylight. And to try and shed some light, see what I did there, on nice. What happened, we have amateur astronomer Ian from Night Sky Secrets joining us. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, Carly. Morning, Seamus.
Now, what do you think? Are these aliens? Are we right? Should we start welcoming in and offering up our spare rooms to these extraterrestrials?
No, might be a bit hot in the spare room for them, I think, because pretty much it's gone from UFO to IFO, Identified Flying Object. Pretty much we're certain it's a meteor, and in fact a meteorite.
Okay, so there were also some reports about hearing noise around it. So if you have managed to identify what this previous unidentified object was, what would people have seen and heard? Like, can you break it down for us?
Look, the reports I've got, it would have been brighter than the moon, and I've actually got an eyewitness report of it actually coming down to ground around the Mission Beach area as a bright ball of fire, basically. So we may have ourselves a meteorite. Very hard to find, though, so don't get too excited, anyone.
Yeah, well, once it does hit the ground, so are people going out there looking for it? Is it going to be, if it's hard to find, would you be able to find it? What would it be?
Look, normally a meteorite, by the time it hits the ground, it's come through the atmosphere. It hits the atmosphere at hypersonic velocities, so, you know, 50, 60,000 kilometres an hour or more. But as it hits the atmosphere, it heats. As it heats, we see it brighten up, and then eventually it'll explode, decelerate enough, hit terminal velocity. So just like a parachute is jumping out of a plane, at some point, unless it's really big and we don't want that, it'll essentially drop out of the sky. But if it's still really molten, then you'll see a flaming ball dropping down to the ground. Could well be in the water. It's hard unless you can get a number of eyewitness accounts to then you can triangulate it and you can start to narrow it down. It has been done, but mainly out in the desert, not usually over the rainforest. Pretty hard to find.
So you actually came out and said you think it was the size of a washing machine, roughly, right? But when it hit the ground, it was tiny. So if it hit the ground and it was the size of the washing machine, would we be in trouble? Would it be like wiping out the dinosaurs again?
Oh, no, it'd have to be much, much bigger than that. But look, something that size, if it did hit the ground directly, would make a very sizable crater in the ground if it came straight down through the atmosphere. But it sounds like this one has come in at a very shallow angle. And a similar thing happened in Russia back in 2012. A meteor came in, caught on lots of dash cams. So I'd appeal to anyone out there who has a dash cam on their car or truck and were travelling up the coast at that time around the Mission Beach area, up and down the highway, to get in touch with us at Night Sky Secrets. In Australia, all meteorites remain the property of the state. So off to a museum with it. Really interesting stuff to study. We learned so much about the origins of our whole solar system.
Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
We've got Tennille on 13, 12, 16. Tennille, you're in Tolga when you witnessed this flash across the sky. What did you see?
Yeah, so I was actually just driving home from work to lunch, and I looked up and there was this massive, it looked very close from what I could see. So you could actually see like the flame and stuff behind it, and there was like a big white circle thing in front of it, but then it kind of just disappeared. So
now, what was the first thing that came to your mind? Was it aliens, meteor, or we're under attack?
Well, probably a meteor, but I did tell my family about it and they didn't believe me, so I thought my mind was just playing tricks, so don't really know.
So how quickly did this all happen? And when you said it disappeared, what was it, into the horizon or did it disintegrate?
It kind of just, like, if you blinked, you probably would have missed it, but it was like within a matter of a couple of seconds, it was like massive, and then it kind of just, it was still big when it disappeared, but yeah, I just don't have a clue what it would be. Probably a meteor, I'd say.
We know it's a meteor now.
Yeah, it is a meteor, but did you make a wish? Because usually when you see something like that, you go, let's make a wish. What was your wish?
Well, I'll probably buy a lottery ticket today, but that's about it.
Well, apparently it's a very rare phenomenon, so the fact that you saw that is really cool.
Yeah, some people at work said the same thing, like they didn't see it or anything. So I was like, oh, maybe I was just, you know, my mind was playing tricks, but yeah, apparently not.
Now, what time was this that all happened?
So it was probably 1:45 when I was going home to work, to lunch, yeah.
Okay, we're drawing up a little map here. But yeah, Ian from Night Sky Secrets has debunked that it was a meteor, but a pretty cool thing to see anyway.
Yeah, it was, definitely. I've never seen one that big before, so it was pretty interesting.
Awesome. Thanks, Tennille.
Yeah.